Stafford Creek Prison would feel like a college campus if it weren't for the series of heavy metal gates and the barbed wire. 2,000 prisoners are held at this medium security facility. A select group of them who've been cleared on good behavior get to work in what's called the hub. It doesn't sound too exciting until you spot the greenhouses. Inside the largest greenhouse, there are hundreds of yellow plastic tubes. Three inmates are filling these tubes with dirt. They're planting seeds to help restore native grasses. Toby Earhart is one of these prisoners.
I don't know if what we're doing will make a huge impact on the world, but I know it's making a huge impact on this project. I know that it's going to change the face of the prairies in western Washington.
This is the project's first year. The goal is to grow 200,000 plants for the prairies. It's getting hot and muggy inside the greenhouse, so inmate Jeff Harrigan heads outside. He leans against the greenhouse as he talks about what it's like to grow these plants.
It's just been a learning experience for me because I never done nothing like this on the streets.
Harrigan has been in and out of prison six different times.
I've just learned that doing other things other than stealing and doing drugs and all that is makes you feel better about yourself. I feel like I'm putting something back. Well, I mean, something that's actually saving something. Because it's saving the butterflies and stuff from what they told us.
Harrigan says he's never planted anything until coming to Stafford Creek.
And actually, it's kind of cool because since I've been here, I asked my girlfriend something I've never asked before, what her favorite flowers were, just because I had started planting flowers.
Turns out marigolds and hens and chicks are her favorites. Two plants, Harrigan says, that can be found around the prison. When he's not planting native grasses, Harrigan works in the prison's vegetable garden.
Right here, this is stuff that we've planted. There's onions, there's radishes, there's beans.
So far, he's helped harvest peas, garlic, and 200 pounds of zucchini. The kitchen staff took that squash and turned it into zucchini bread for the inmates. Harrigan talks about how hard it was for him to keep a job when he was outside prison. Drugs always got in the way. Now he says he feels like he's doing something that matters, and he hopes this experience in prison will help him when he gets out.
Actually, it's teaching me better work ethics, too, because I've never really had them out there. You know, I've never really kept a job, probably because I didn't like most of my jobs, you know.
Harrigan says he does like gardening. He says he now knows how to germinate seeds and how to get plants to take off. Skills, he says, that could help him get a job once he's back out in society.
At least for a person like me that wants to still feel that, you know, I'm still human and I'm still got good parts in me, you know. I mean, this stuff kind of brings you back to reality.
He's got another year and a half to go before he's free. Harrigan says he's already told his girlfriend when he does get out, they have to plant a garden. It's something he hopes will keep him from coming back to Stafford Creek. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.